His mahalach is to build everything out of chazal, straight from chazal, straight from. You can bring one more if you want to squeeze another check. So everyone can leave whatever they want, but we're gonna try to go as much as we can tonight. Chabrin. Okay.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? Yeah, we're going. We're
Is this
gonna.
the last or last
It's
shift
the
we
last
have?
year before Purim. We gotta go. But Yoimru Avdei HaMelech. Yeah, maybe you want a chair in that case. Vayomru Avdei HaMelech. Well, there should be a sefer right here. Unless you have one. You have
I
one?
have one inside.
So get yours. There's the last one's this one. Vayomru, we're up to Pasuk Dalet. Vayihi be'omram elav yomim hayoyim v'leshama. He never listened. This is a very hard pasuk to understand. What's the point of the pasuk? So this gets into what Yaakov tells us was saying yesterday, because it says here the girl. They told Haman. What did they tell Haman? The other Avdei told Haman, pay attention to this guy. Look, don't miss this. They were pointing it out. Ki Haman le'ra'azeh, zok de'gra. Why did he need someone to tell him? Listen to the gra. Why? Ki Haman le'ra'azeh, machmas goydol ge'usa. He was such a bal gaiva, he taka didn't see. He was so convinced that everyone's bowing that even though Mordechai didn't bow to him, Haman didn't see that. It's because everyone asks the kasha. You have the whole world bowing to you. One little schnooky Jew is not bowing. Why do you care? Taka didn't care. Meaning, Taka, he didn't even, not only didn't care, he Taka didn't see it. But they told him, oh, now that you're telling me, Taka bothers me. So that's number one, unbelievable. Where do you get that from? The girl doesn't make stuff up. Usually has some sort of chazals for that. Don't know where it says that. Okay.
As they told him.
What? Because it says they told him, right? So it must be that, like, well, why would they have to tell him for? Now, why did they bother telling Haman? So there was one guy. Remember, so yesterday we learned from the Gra that this was not a battle of politics. This wasn't that he became powerful in the cabinet. He got a good seat in the cabinet. Now he wanted everyone to show him his authority. And Mordechai didn't want to show him authority because he believed, in the previous political powers. No, this was not a political battle. This is a religious battle. And the Gra said in the Gra before that ain't sinna kesinna's hadas. There's no greater hatred than hatred of religion. So Memela, he could lahem asher hu Yehudi. Mordechai said, you know why I'm not bound? Because I'm Yehudi. I'm a Jew. And we said from Chazal that the word Yehudi is the name of a Jew when it's specifically referring to their midah of not doing avodah zara. Shekol ha-kofer b'avodah zara k'Yehudi. Ulfika chaisa sin asay alav rav ma'oy ki ein sinah k'sinah sadas. Okay.
We know about it from Jesse Lakaha.
Yeah.
That's where that was from. Now that he didn't see.
That he didn't see. Yeah,
It's all on the
it's
cost.
a great shtickle. Unbelievable. Okay. Yeah, it says here. Right. Unbelievable. Okay. Now, Vayar Haman, ki ein Mordechai, kireya umishtacha. Haman saw that Yitaka wasn't bowing. Vayimoli Haman chema. Now, again, the question, what did he see? What did he saw? They just told him. So the Gra says, Pir Shahaman Karav es atzmo the Mordechai, he specifically now, when he passed the street, specifically passed in front of Mordechai and wanted to check it out for himself. And he saw that Mordechai is not bowing. Why? Why did he do that? Because he was testing Mordechai. He wanted to say, maybe Mordechai knew that I wouldn't see. If Haman Taka didn't see, maybe Mordechai knew that Haman's not going to see. And that's why he's not bowing. So therefore, by Yar Haman, Haman went out of his way to go see that Mordechai is to see for himself. And he thought, I'm just turning the air on a little cooler in here. And Lekara. Now he got upset. What?
It's on. Just turn it
Yeah,
on.
I'm just turning it on. Fine. So, yeah. Mela Haman got upset. Good. Vayivez be'enav. Next pasuk. Lishloach yad b'mordechai levadoin. He didn't want to just hurt or do justice on Mordechai himself. Ki yigidu leis am Mordechai, because Mordechai represented a whole nation. Vayivakish Haman. And Haman wanted lahashmid, to destroy Eskol Yehudim, Asher b'chol malchus achashverish am Mordechai. This seems like a very, very extreme measure. Now, basically the Gaon says the same point. Again, if you would not have learned these psukim with the understanding that it was a religious battle, then the whole thing really makes no sense. It's not you have one Jewish guy that doesn't like your politics and kill everyone. No. The pshat is, this guy is a Jew, and he's taka doing what the Jews are supposed to do. All Jews really shouldn't be bowing to me. He's telling the Jews that really Judaism doesn't allow them to bow to me. So now he's up against all the Jews. It makes much more sense. So he says, "Va'ivas be'enav pirush bizayon hu loy mashiyarik Mordechai levadai v'gam mipreizes shelikara elav." So what did he want to do? He wanted to destroy the religion. Now, I think we tend to think that Hanukkah was a gzera against religion, and Purim was a gzera against the gufim. Means that they were able. So he says that he made a gzera. We're going to see later.
Did we find out how he established himself as a Avodah Zarah?
No. More than what Chazal say, he just convinced people he has power.
Not other than political
yeah,
powers,
it sounds,
supernatural powers.
Somehow, it seems like that.
But he didn't demonstrate it. He just...
I'm not aware of that Chazal that it says that.
And that was enough to justify Mordechai considering him also an Avodah Zarah?
Well, because the battle was a demonstration that you're buying into the Avodah Zarah aspect.
So you have to be sure that there's an Avodah Zarah there.
Well, he established himself as such.
Did Mordechai accept his establishment as a Avodah?
You're asking the following question. What if someone comes to you and says, I have an idol, and this idol could turn this room right now into Hawaii? We could wow, that's pretty cool, man. So can you back to it, please? She's like, yeah, we'll watch that. This guy's toast. So you're asking, are you allowed to bow to it if you know that you're not really bowing to it, you're just doing to appease him? So that's called Mishtachav Meira, Na'avo Meira. But you don't really believe in it. It's Machlik Zabai and Rav in the Gemara. It's not Pasha, you're allowed to do that. Kipshuto, that's also a Vodazari.
But I'm saying I'm an idol.
So the point is, it's considered a ma'aseh avodah zarah. It's considered a ma'aseh avodah zarah, even if you don't believe in it.
Didn't they also say that he wore an idol?
That's
third
thing.
Grade commentary, right?
What is it?
I was quoting you.
Yeah. He wore an actual.
No. Chazal says also atzvei avodah zarah. That's what you say. It's called Yehudim. He gam boz bein of lishloach yad afil b'shushta levadoi am Mordechai v'akol hu mitzvei shehem am Mordechai d'haino ha'yehudim shebishul kain lo yichar Mordechai. Meaning, it's not just that va'yivez bein of because, oh, it doesn't make sense to, you know, no. Va'yivez bein of is because the idea is that what's driving Mordechai is his Judaism. It's not just Mordechai is not doing it, so I'll kill his own nation. Doesn't make sense. What shaykhs? No, what's driving Mordechai is his duties, and therefore I want to kill all the Jews. That's the point. What's the Vayivez Be'enav? What's the shaykhs here, Vayivez Be'enav? So the idea is like this. That's going to be the way that Haman presented it to the king. If it would have been that I'm just killing Mordechai, then I would say Mordechai's religious beliefs don't allow him to bow to me. Okay. But if I could say that the Jews have religious beliefs that go against the principles of your kingdom, then it's much more broad. But then to do that, I would have to kill all the Jews in the entire kingdom. That's the connection. Now that I'm blaming it under religious belief, I don't want to just say it's a religious belief against me, because then it would just be fine. No, it's religious beliefs, and therefore I'll blame it that the religious beliefs don't stem with your whole malchus. Okay. Now comes very, very important pasuk and important grah. Okay, this grah, basically the next pasuk Zion is the grah's mahalach in the whole Megillah, essentially. It says like this: B'chodesh Harishayim, in the first month, Hu Chodesh Nisan, B'shnas Shteim Esrei, B'shnas Shteim Esrei, L'melech HaChashverosh, Hipil Pur, Pur HaGoyro. He made a Pur and a Goyro, which is some sort of lottery, L'fnei Haman. He did it before, whatever it was before Haman, we'll see. Miyoyim. So he did a Goyro about which day it should be, and which month it should be. Shneim asar, umechodesh lechodesh, shneim asar, Adar. So basically, he pulled poor a girl, and it fell out on the 12th month, which is Adar, and etc. Okay, now, Zokt the Gra. He pulled poor who a girl. Pirish Omar Pur Leda. Shumashum Kach Nikra Purim Ashema Pur. Zok deGra, we are already being exposed right here in this pasuk to the foundation of the Yom Tov. Because here it says that Haman did a Pur. A Pur is a girl. And the holiday is called Purim. So obviously, this incident is one of the fundamental parts of the entire Yom Tov. Otherwise, the Yom Tov would not be called Purim if it weren't that significant. If the Pur was insignificant, why would you call the whole Yom Tov Purim? So obviously, the Pur is very important. Aval, we don't know what a Pur is. That's a raffle. Okay. But why are we calling Purim? Because of the raffle. Why is that important? Says the Gra, V'karoi Purim al shem ha-pur lefi, shezeh hu ikar ha-nes. The main purpose of the nes, the main nes was the Pur. Shehu hipil Pur. Girl, he made a girl. Rabbosai, we think the girl was pure luck, right? Why would Haman need to do such a fancy? And what would the Torah, the Megillah here, expound on the details of the poor? The bottom line, it sounds like he just, why are you making it so complicated? Just choose a day on the calendar and write there.
It's a girl.
The girl is a raffle. So why is he making such a big deal about the raffle? So says the Gra, it was not a pure luck raffle. Lefi ha-mazalos, the raffle was based on the astronomical, astrological, astrological powers of the mazalos in Shemayim. In other words, there was a time in Shemayim that Haman tapped into that was taka a good time to kill the Jews.
Zodi.
Yeah. He had the zodiac reading, and he got to write fortune cookie, I guess. So lefi hamazal is beize yoim yochal linsoyach. That's what he knew. He knew that Hashem lost the Jews, but he figured there's times that it's not good. So I'll be able to see through the koach of mazalos. How am I going to get into the mazalos through a raffle? The raffle will now indicate to me which day in Shemayim is besugal. I don't know what that means. Is fit to kill the Jews. And he found the right day.
Destined.
Destined. Good. And it was the 13th of Adar. And that was the day that was actually decided in Shemayim. And Haman tapped into the day that was good, that predetermined and destined to be able to kill Jews on that day. Ella, so had to get out of it then. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hafach es ha-mazel. Hashem turned around the mazel for us. Didn't just save us. He had to turn the mazel around to save us. V'shidid es ha-ma'arachos. This word v'shidid es ha-ma'arachos comes up in the swarm of the Talmidei HaGra very often. The Beis Yitzchak Isaac Chaver and the Beis David. And it's a malach of shidur samarochis. Shidur samarochis means, shidur means when you are, when you overtake, it's more like, it's like an ambush. It's like when one side ambushes the other and defeats them. Hashem defeated the mazel in this case. So Rabbi said, this is a whole brand new explanation of what's going on here. The raffle was not stam. Hey, let's pick a day on the calendar. I'll tell the secretary and let's go. No. There was a spiritual power that Haman had to find the day that was mesugal to kill the Jews. He used the girl to determine it. And now we needed a lot bigger schos to get out of this. Because now he found the right day. So how are you going to get out of it? So throughout the Megillah, the girl is going to teach us. You know how you get out of it? You have to go on top of the mazel. The mazel represents the power b'hai Alma in this world. But there's a power on top of the mazel, which is when you go directly to Hashem. So right. Now, obviously, that's what Yitzchak Isaac Chover writes. Yitzchak Isaac Chover writes that since in the world of mazel, we don't really exist. Because according to mazel, Avram Avinu cannot have children. So how do we exist? Hashem took Avram on top of the mazel. So our whole existence is on top of the mazel. So Haman, what are you thinking? You're thinking that in the mazel is where you could kill us? Under the world of the mazel, we don't exist anyway. That's what we could say, Isaac Chover writes in the Hagdamah Tez, Haggadah Shel Pesach. We don't exist in the world of mazel anyway. It's a great part. So anyway, V'zeh she'omer ba'asher heini, and this is what we say in the tefillah that we say after the Megillah. Poor Haman nepach lepurenu. The poor of Haman switched around to be our poor, which is a very awkward lashon, right? Because we should just say the poor of Haman worked, but we won. Why does it say Haman's poor switched to our poor? Our girl. No, v'zeh nes godol me'od. That the very koach that was existing in the mazel to kill us, we used to flip around and kill him. And that is the nace. And says the Gra, the entire Yom Tov of Purim is called Purim because there's two poors. There's the poor of Haman and there's the poor that we have. And the fact that our poor beat out his poor, that is the Yom Tov of Purim. Otherwise, there will be no Yom Tov of Purim. So the point of the Yom Tov, the Ikr Kriyas of the Yom Tov, is this, that in the world of the mazel, we were not meshubit to the mazel, and we were able to use the koach on top of the mazel to switch it around, then now the mazel will just kill him and not us. So the Loshon Agra, Zeu Neis Godol Me'oid, and that's the Ikr Kriyas. Okay?
But we didn't use a poor. We used his.
We used tefillah to turn the poor against him. That's the point.
So that's the double.
Yeah, because there is an existence of a mazel. So how you, what are you doing with that power? There's a power of mazel. So you have to now flip it.
He quotes that before in the Bible. He said from the Ramban, from the Vino.
He says from the Ramban. I said from Yitzchak Isaac Chover. That point.
Yeah, but from the Vino. That's what he quotes. Yeah. Ramban says Kel Shaka is the koach of Nis in the storm.
Yeah. Right.
You see that note?
Okay. Now there's another two words that indicate this because it says hippil poor.
What is the shayna say? Typhus, the mazel.
It says poor hama nepach purenu. So then it says like this. It says hama did a poor hippil poor who hagirol lifnei hama. What are those words? Obviously, it's in front of Haman. He's not doing it. Who do you think it's in front of? There's a poor in front of Haman. Haman's sitting there, his hands in there. Sukta zgra lefishi adush ein mazal klal liyisrael barakia. V'chol ha-mazol ha-seim kinochim liyisrael. Oh, the gross says, v'hayna sha'al pi ha-mazol z'lohay ha-roi liyos ben la'avram avinu. Kosh ha-kosa v'isi b'tztagnunis shaloi. V'in ra'i liyos li ben. Really, Haman is doing a poor about the Jews, but it's not about the Jews, it's about him. Because it's only, he's the one that lives in the world of mazel. We don't live in the world of mazel. Avram Avinu's whole existence to have children is only because he's on top of the mazel. Yeah, you understand? It says, whatever that, those words mean. Okay. Lefia mazalois. In the world of mazal lohoi u'im Yisrael liyos klal ba'olam u'me'ayin iya le'mazal Yisrael sh'ach she'in lem mazal kloli. Okay, he's saying something big over here. Okay, there's a lot of different ways to say this point, but the bottom line is, Asher achilois limpo v'olavim chazal umal lozun emshal ainu mipnei she'in lemazal klal elashim lamal min azolis va'ainu imhem tzadikim imlav hem yordim chasusham ad la'afar va'aval imhem tzadikim oil matoshmaim lamal min mazalis v'imkein lohaya yochol lahapil ein masayiya mazal royal Yisrael ki ein lemazal. Unbelievable. Okay. Says the girl like this. The Jews do not exist in the world of Mazel. Klal Yisrael does not exist in the world. Everyone knows that phrase, Ein Mazel Yisrael. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. It says, Ein Mazel Yisrael.
And we don't have Mazel?
We don't have Mazel. Why not? Because in the world of Mazel, we don't even live. We don't even exist. We only begin to exist out of Mazel. Mazel means, essentially, is the highest power within the natural world. There's powers to the stars and everything like that. But that's all within the order of the world. It's a system. And within the system, it starts with the stars down, and they control somehow or other what
it
happens.
Starts with Hashem.
But there's a natural world Hashem created with that system. We don't live in that system. We live with Hashem himself, which is on top of that system. What's up with the Zara? Oivdei kechavim u'mazolis. They worship the greatest powers that exist, but it's all in the world. It's all in the world of nature, in the system. We don't live in the system. If a person is meshubit to the system, that's avodah zarah. We live on top of the system. We live with Hashem. So says the girl. So in fact, how could there have been a girl that would succeed in telling Haman when is a good time to kill the Jews if we don't have mazel to begin with?
Great point. Checkmate.
Yeah. So here you are telling me this whole fancy vart. It wasn't just potluck. It was a whole fancy girdle about mazalos. But the Jews just can't finish something. Don't have mazalos. So it says a girdle. No. Read the fasuk. It says hipil pur agoyel lifnei Haman. This was a girl that was telling Haman, if you want to kill the Jews, when will you be successful? You'll be successful either. But it's not that. It was when Haman would be successful in doing it if Hashem predetermined on his own that Klal Yisrael is roy to get killed. So the girl wasn't about the Jews, it was about Haman.
I mean, he's looking at his own mazel.
Yeah. He thought that his mazel was about the Yidden. Because he picked up this day. This is the day that I could kill the Jews. Yeah, not because they're down, it's because it happens to be that's a good day for you. So it's the day that the Yidden don't have a shlita over Haman, rather Haman has some sort of shlita over the Yidden. Now we have to be mahapich that so we can have a shlita over him.
No, it's not a shlita, it's just for him.
It's his. Koyach is the highest koyach of the year is that day. So he's going to be, that's the day that he could be misgaber over us if we're going to be unworthy. But the second we become worthy, we're worthy. But how is he going to be under us still? So that we need mahapich the poor. Because really, if you think about it, the whole nace could have happened without killing Haman. It's so great that we killed Haman. As long as we didn't get killed, that's fine. We have to go kill Haman, and it seems like a very big deal. Wait, how do we end the whole Al-Nisim? This Alisa Oysav as one of Al-Aids. Whatever the Al-Nisim. What's the big deal about that part? No, because that shows this whole nace that the mazel was Nepach, that instead of him being Sholot on us, we were Sholot on him.
That didn't even happen on Purim, though. The Haman escape.
It happened during the war.
It happened on Pesach.
What? Oh, that's a good point. Fine, but it's all part of the process of winning that war. Of okay, but that's when the mazel started. That's what the girl's going to say in paragraph 12. That's when the mazel started changing. against him. Okay, Alashir, you like the diak, no? It's a great diak. Mifnei Haman. There was no way that he wasn't the guy's answer. You said you loved the question.
Yeah, they got the answer.
The answer is it wasn't about us, it was about him. Okay.
That's called the deal.
Yeah. Because it's coming from language in the pasuk itself. Because the pasuk has these two extra words, lifnei haman, which don't seem to be necessary. Okay? Then it says, okay, so now we have to keep this in mind. There's gonna be the Mahalach of the Gra, that there's gonna be a big topic of conversation throughout the Megillah. Where's the mazel holding right now? Because Haman, Kozman, he's on top. His mazel is very strong. So it's going to be very hard for us to overpower him. Because Yud Gimel Adar is his day. Okay? Now, by the way, according to this, it makes it, if it would just be a potluck mazel, so why would you do such a complicated girl? You have 12 girlois about which month, and then you're doing the girl about the month and then the girl about the day. Why don't you just do it right away? Put 364 girls in and choose one day. What? The answer is, no, I think he's saying, going to say, Pirush mitchila hippal al eze yoim, yochel anatzeach, v'achkach al eze chodesh. Because they have two different systems of mazel. There's one system of mazel, which day in the month is good for me, and there's another system of mazel, which month is good for me. So I have to do it in two separate girls. If it's just a potluck thing, so just put 365 tickets in. No, it's a mazel thing. So therefore, it has to be done in a way that fits with mazalis.
Maybe that's why it's so complicated what day Purim falls between a walled city and a non-walled city.
You're right. No, probably later on he'll say something like that.
Yeah, that's just to confuse.
It's just a confusing matter. Yeah. V'lachin hippel tchila al yoyim v'nafal yegimel v'achakach hippel al chodesh v'nafal chodesh adar. Well, because if you would do the month first, maybe it wouldn't work because we don't know which. It's not necessarily true that the entire month is good for you. So first he did the day, then he did the month. Okay, because in the world of mazalos it works better that way.
What if you found a month that was in the mazal? That's good for you.
He was trying to figure out. He did a mazel that was tapping into the Karach of Mazalus that was going to tell him. The point of the girl was to tell him when is his mazel high.
Somehow doing this showed him.
How did he know how to do it? He was a machash. He knew.
You're saying it was some type of system. It wasn't just Tom as a girl.
No. It was a spiritual girl that he knew how to use. That right. This is the new meaning for the girl or girl. That he had a girl that was able to tap into the koach of mazel.
Tom mazel wasn't like a spiritual thing necessarily. It was just. It's kind of teva.
It is kind of teva. I'm saying he could do a girl that would be able to tell you in the world of mazel when is good for you, when isn't. The Gemara says the whole power of Bilam was to know the koach of mazalus, that which moment was bad, which moment was good, right? What was the koach of Bilam? Rega v'apoy, kloim. Yeah. All right. What? Okay. You want to. And let anyone from Baba Basra know that we're just going to continue here. Everyone can leave whatever they want. We're just going to continue. What?
I don't know if I can see the camera. Is anybody sitting there?
I don't know. No idea.
Should check.
We could put it on the thing. Okay. In the meanwhile, let's go by Ter. Vayomer Haman Lamelech Achashverosh. I'm sure Baba Basra wins here. Vayomer Haman Lamelech Achashverosh. Yesh noi am echad. So now he got the day, he has it all worked out. Now he's going to implement the gzera. Vayomer Haman l'malach Achashverosh, yeshnei am echad, mefuzar u'mefoirad beino amim. There is an am, which is separate and spread out amongst the nations of the world. B'chol medinas malchusecha. In all the medinas. V'doseihem. And the way they behave are shoynos, are different from every nation. V'ezdosei amelach enosha. They don't keep the rules of the king. L'malach en shevel la'anicham. And you should not keep them around. Which we're saying all came from the original Mordechai not being allowed to bow to Haman. Which, by the way, just brings up the point why, if I would be a regular Jewish person, in those days, you would probably hate Mordechai. Basically, straight out, you're the one that caused this gzera to happen.
And it never looked like it changed.
What?
So nothing ever happened that made it look like it wasn't his fault.
Right, but and only once they got to the nace that was it clear that he was the goyal, he wasn't the problem. Right? He was being the sack in the whole chait, really. But okay. Now the Rashi learns not like the Gra, because Rashi says they don't do the laws of the king. What don't they do? They don't pay taxes. Well, everyone can give whatever commentary they want, but the bottom line is in Shushan, in those days, they did not pay taxes. Okay, so now, and the king ain't Sheba, ain't Chash, Kleimar, ain't Betza. There's no benefit for you to have them around. Says the girl, Yeshle Amecha, Vele Hiskir or some. He didn't want to say who they are. Why? Kiyay Misyare, Im Yomer Yehudim, Shema Yomer, that ain't a Roitze, because he loved Mordechai. Says the Gra, I didn't know this. Achashverosh liked Mordechai. Because remember, Lamaisa, Mordechai saved his life. Lamaisa,
is it right?
Huh? We're going to go today.
We can keep the door open now.
Yeah, right. Mephibosheth is giving a share. He's open. We can open the door. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll get more air in here also.
Somehow Mordechai is also a general.
Haman did not want to say which nation we're talking about because he knew that Ahasuerus liked Mordechai. So he was going to first talk in broad terms. First of all, they themselves are spread out amongst themselves. The gamifurodim beinamim, they're sprinkled in amongst us as well, and they don't. But interesting lashon mifurod beinamim, it means that they're sprinkled in amongst the nations. But it's a very interesting word because you could say they're meurav beinamim. If you wanted to say that, if you wanted to just say they are sprinkled in amongst us,
keep to themselves while
they're amongst us. What's the word? Amongst us, but distinct from us. There's a good term for that, right? Together and apart, or whatever.
Yeah.
They are amongst us, but their mefoirad means nifrad. So it's an unbelievable lashon. It's indicating two opposite ideas. One idea is they're all over the place. Okay, so they're all over the place. The Chinese are also all over the place. What do you care? No, but they're mefoirad. They're state to themselves. What is they stay to themselves? They're not bothering you. No. They're all over the place amongst us, and they're sticking to themselves. Which is so true, right? Everywhere you go, you see a Jew, but he's doing his own thing. Right? So that's what he's saying. He's saying, they're all over, you can't avoid them, but they're nifrad. And no one likes them. Because they're doing their own things. Something never changed. Rashi's pshat and regards. Okay, so they're all over the place. B'chol midiras machusecha ubiyadcha heim hakol ubiyadcha heim hakol. I don't know what that means. I don't know what those words mean. Biyadcha heim hakol. Okay, I'm not sure. But with the same shyness, what's different about them? I'll tell you why everyone hates them. No one cares about them. No one cares if you're going to do something to them. You're going to run a law to kill them. No one's going to say anything. Why? No one's going to care. And they don't do the other. What are those? Says the Gra, there's two things that a nation does to benefit the king. Number one is they do avodas hamelach, they work for the king, and they pay taxes. So it's dos hamelach and amoisim. I know, but they don't work for the king. Because, what, they don't really pay taxes. Oh, so he's saying like Rashi. Okay. Bekitzer, they don't do the regular stuff that everyone else does, and therefore they don't pay taxes. So why are you keeping them around for? They're not good citizens, and no one cares. No one cares. The reason the king wouldn't want to kill them is because you don't want to start up. Why? I don't want to start up. But he's saying no one cares. I'm telling
no
you.
No one cares about what?
The Jews. No one cares if you're going to make a rule to kill them. Haman's telling them, they're spread out all over the place. They're bothering people. No one likes them. And no one's going to care if you kill them. So imal ha-melech toiv, if it's a good idea by you, then yikasev la'abdom, you should write a sefer, you should write a law to destroy them. Vaseres Allah from kikar kesef, eshkol, and I will pay 10,000 silver kikar, aidei oisei ha-melecha, lahavi al-ginzeinach, and that's what I will pay. So in other words, basically, Haman is bribing the king to pass this law. Says the Gra, Amar she'ein ritzoyna kein, elim ritzoyna melechu, v'hu eino elo noisen eitzah. He was trying to encourage the king to realize, oh, this is not my thing. I'm just bringing it up to your attention, but you have to do it yourself. And I'm not bribing you. I'm just paying. I don't want you to lose from this. So any potential money that you'll make from having them around, I'll pay you. I mean, this is a clean way of, I'm not getting any money. I'm just paying a consulting fee, right? The good old consulting fee. So
who's getting a consulting.
No, I'm saying it's a way of saying, Haman's saying to the king, I don't want you think that maybe if I kill out all these people, I'm going to lose out, the economy is going to suffer. So Haman's saying, don't worry, the economy won't suffer. I'll pay you any loss that you may have.
And he just finished saying that they don't want to get to the
government. How come I see them pay taxes?
Never had a bottom line. Why didn't they pay taxes, by the way?
It sounds like they were involved in industries that were not taxable. That's what it sounds like.
Money loan.
Yeah, they did. They found their way. They found their way out of. You know, it was parsonage. You know, so they figure out a way out of it. Now, Eshkol Pirash Hakikar Kesef L'chein Amar Eshkol. I'll give it the exact weight. I the Oisam Locha Shoisem Matbeis. They make coins out of it. Now, obviously, there's a famous Chazal on this. Chazal say that he used the lashon eshkol, which is connected the shekel, machzis hashekel, and it says that our machzis hashekel that we gave was doicha the 10,000 shkolim that Haman gave. Now, if you make the mathematics, it comes out that in a seres alafim kikar kesef, there's 603,000 machzis hashekels. So, what's the vort behind that? The famous vort behind that is that what's the whole cheshbon of the machzis hashekel? Is that it's a half a shekel. The half represents that it's only half of a whole, that it's where Klal Yisrael comes together. Klal Yisrael comes together through the machzis hashekel. What do you use the machzis hashekel for? By korbanos tzibur. It's where the whole tzibur exists together is in the machzis hashekel. So, Haman's whole thing was that Mufuzer Mefoirad, that they are separate from everyone, and they're also separate from each other. The Koach of Klaisel to come together could be Doiche, the power of Haman. Okay. Vayasar, so did not take a lot of convincing, apparently. Vayasar Melch Estabatu Me'al Yodo Ve'itna Lehoman Ben Amdosar Hagagi Tzurir HaYehudim.
Why didn't the girl before he asked permission?
Well,
why didn't the girl first and then had to convince the king? Well, he said no. So should have asked permission and then the girl.
Yeah.
Huh?
Good question.
Maybe the girl empowered him. He said that I'll look, I'm gonna be successful.
Right, meaning if there wouldn't have been a day, then he wouldn't have bothered. It's a good question, but okay, he gave it to Haman Tzara Yehudim Lepishlo, who's Karkala Iza Am Lachin Omar Tzara Yehudim. I'm not sure what the girl wants with that. But I think what he's trying to say is that it sounds like to me what he's trying to say is that Achashverosh didn't even know what he was writing. He didn't know what nation he was talking about. It's Haman's initiative, and therefore Haman is labeled as the Tzara Yehudim, not Achashverosh. Because Achashverosh had nothing to do with killing the Jews in this case. ויאמר המלך להמן, הכסף נוסן לך, והעם נוסן לעשות בהם כתוב בעיניך. Okay.
Did he refer to him as Jews or just
Yehudim? Yehudim. No, Haman did not say anything to Achashverosh about which nation it was. Yeah, according to the
there group. Is a nation.
Right, he didn't say which one.
And he was just masking to him.
So he was masking, but the Groz Medayik, there was 2 points that he didn't say. He just says, get rid of them. That could mean a lot of things. That could mean, you know, shipping them out to Saudi Arabia. Right? Theoretically. Doesn't mean necessarily to kill them. So Haman didn't give a lot of information. Haman says, there's a nation and let's get rid of them. Let's clean up. So Ahasuerus does the will of Haman on both. He says, what is Zakta Grah to Diukim? He says, HaKesef Nasolach, keep the money. The Ha'am, whatever nation it is, blanket, Ha'am. Lasus Katoy Benach, whatever you want to do. So I don't know who you're doing it to, and I don't know what you're doing. But whatever you want to do it, to whomever you're going to do it to, and do whatever you want to do. So he gives them a blanket signet ring to do whatever he wants. But according to the Groh, it sounds like this is not coming from hatred to the Jews. And Achashverosh's part just comes from I don't know what love of, if you wanted the money, but it didn't seem.
The Gemara says no, that the Gemara gives the mashal
pit and a mountain,
right?
One has a mound of dirt, one has a pit. Seems like they were, according to that, they were in it together.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that the way the girl's learning this, it does not sound like that. And even Rashi, the first Rashi in the whole Megillah, he wasn't Rashi the whole time. So, I don't know, to me, it sounds like the way the girl's learning, it was not Achashverosh. No? Okay. That's what it sounds like to me.
It's like a Meduyah.
No, Meduyah is much like that. Yeah, yeah. The Psukim themselves are more mashma that way. Okay. Now, Vayikaru. Then in Pasuk Yigim is coming up a big girl, very important girl. It says, Vayikaru Soifrei HaMelech B'chodesh HaRishayim. B'shloi Sha'asa Yoyim Boyim. So the Sofer Melech made when on Nisan, the 13th day of Nisan, Vayikosev Kechol Asher Tziva Haman El Achashtar Pnei HaMelech V'Lapachois, that basically they wrote all this. Asher Al Medina, Medina, Al Sari, Am V'Am, Medina, Medina, Kechsov, V'Am, V'Am, each nation in each space had their own language, and it was written up in each language. B'shem HaMelech Achashverosh Nechtav V'Nechtam. It was written and signed with the name of the king, with the signet of the king. Okay? So basically, it was written under the king's auspices. And what did he write? V'nishloyach Sfarim B'yad HaRotzim Al-Kol Medinas HaMelech. And he sent it right away with all those that carry out the letters of the king. That L'hashmed L'hargu L'abed. So there's a foolish shyness here. Lahashmid, destroy. Laharg, to kill. Laabid, to nullify, to make nothing. It's called Yehudim. All the Jews. Minahar, from the young, bad, zakit, to the old. Taf, v'noshim. Women and children. B'yom echad, b'shloshah, asal, l'chodesh, yamsar, l'chodesh, adar. Which is a full year away, 11 months from now. This took place on the 13th of Nisan. That's going to take place on the 13th of Adar. Ushlolam lavois, and you'll be able to take all their money. All the Jewish money will be available. Zok the Gra, unbelievable Gra over here. Pirish. Sheyesh ba'adam dalad dvarim. A person is made up of four things. This is going to be very interesting. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, the Guf is one thing. Nefesh guf hu echad, shenemar bazaya shenifsha deshutva guf. So let's think, what are those things? There's nefesh. Nefesh is the nefesh bahamis. The nefesh is instincts. It's the taivas. It's the bodily functions of the person. That's nefesh. Ruach is emotional, the emotional side of the person. And the neshama is the spiritual side of the person, the ability to connect to something spiritual. It's nefesh, ruach, and neshama. There's three parts. The guf is part of nefesh. So, like the Gra, there's a fourth thing. That dalid huakinyan. is what you own. See, the girl's learning what you own is shtickle part of you. Why? I guess it's part of your tools that you have to fulfill your mission in life. Everything about a person's personality is there to be stuck in it, and it's there to use for his mission. So I assume that what he means is that you're, what defines you to a certain degree is your nechosin, even though it's outside of you. Okay? Now, so does the girl step by step. So what's the tachlis of the neshama is mitzvahs. Haman wanted to destroy all four parts of the Jew. His nefesh, his ruach, his neshama, and his money. Lahashmid elu ha-mitzvahs. Lahashmid is mitzvahs. Shein neged ha-neshama. That's the destruction of neshama. From Lashon Shmad. If you ever say someone, a person went off the, you know, was converted to Christianity, Shmad. Shmad is neged neshama. Laharoig, to kill the person. Ruach hachiyuni is the ability to live. That's killing. Laabed is you're gonna like even destroy their bodies, destroy them even physically. Afilo aguf aguf nimin oilam shlo yishar shem Yisrael. So no one will even know and recognize that there was ever such a thing as a Jew. Ushlolom lavoyz and take their money. He a kinyan shi lavoz lo yeh b'makom echad shlo yishar shemam boilam. We don't even keep like Jewish synagogues or Jewish places that anyone should remember that there used to be one thing called a Jew. But the Nazis made that thing in Prague, the museum, that there should be something that someone should know that there was a Jew one time. So no, we're going to destroy them completely. It shouldn't even be a zecher. Shlo yishar shmam ba'olam. So that's the four things. Lahashmid, laharag, ula'abed, is nefesh, ruach, neshama. No, actually, neshama, ruach, nefesh. Ushlolom lavoyz is money. Which, by the way, now it makes sense. In Shema, we say, v'afta sashama kacha b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshacha. Also, you have to give up your money. What do you have to give up your money for? Because it's also part of you. It's another way that you exist is in your money. I heard Rishim, my Rishim from my Meir Stern, that he wanted to say that's why there's a mitzvah to destroy the belongings of a Amalek. Because that's also part of them. In the same way that he wanted to fully destroy us is by getting rid of our money. So, therefore, that part of destroying a Amalek is getting rid of their sheep and cattle and everything, because that's a keem of them.
But he didn't even want to take it?
No. He didn't want it to be kept as, like, you know, the Jewish, you know, foundation, you know, or whatever. Ukinegdon niten lonu b'yom apurim daledvar. And to commemorate these four elements that we were saved from, we have four mitzvahs. Shehein, Kriyas HaMegillah, Sheni Toysef Oid Mitzvah Yisera. So we got an extra mitzvah. We added Kedusha. So that was a bittul on the Lahashmid. You know, he wants to be Mashmid us, to get rid of our mitzvahs. We added a mitzvah. Now we have more mitzvahs. Neged HaRuach, Shubalev, the emotional part of the person. So there's a mitzvah of simcha. Nasan lanu simcha. So there's a mitzvah to be simcha on Purim. Which is, by the way, that's why in Eretz Yisrael this year, when the 15th of Adar, not Yisrael Yishlein, the 15th of Adar falls out on Shabbos Kodesh, they don't do the Suda on Shabbos. They do the Suda on Sunday. Why don't they do the Suda on Shabbos? Because it has to be that the simcha of the day comes entirely from the Suda. If it's going to come from Shabbos, it's a chasaran and the simcha coming. You have to have a full day of just simcha. It's from Yusham. The Ram brings from Yusham.
You can't be Beres
Mab. Well?
Can't be Beres Mab.
V'neged ha-guf. V'neged ha-guf. What about guf? Mishteh. Negative guf is mishteh. So the guf can be happy. She had guf nehene. And negative stolen voice. What about your money? You give matanas lav yoinim. So achshav mamon afilu aniyim, that everyone should have money. Even aniyim should have. So he wanted to, there's four languages in the Megillah. Those four languages are connected, the four things he wants to destroy. And connected that, we have four aspects of mitzvah connected all four things. Why did Haman say it in that order? If you want to destroy all four things, then the pasuk is, there's a big hefsek in the pasuk. It says, "Lahashmil laharugul abed," and then it goes on the whole thing. It's called Yudimina Razakatasham Biomecham Shoshana. Oh, Ushnal Lavoy. It's mashma that the money you should take the next day on the 14th. Why? Zaktagra, very simple. Because Haman made a chesed. If I tell you you can take the money, so I was just going to take the money, I was going to kill them. So the 13th has no money. 13th, money's off limits, just kill. Oh, 14th, there's money, then you can take it. But if I would say, Lahashmar Laharagul Abed Ushlalam Lavois, Bayung Shoshasal Khadish Namasar, then that would deter the people from killing the Jews, they would just go for the money.
But it's kind of like a spoils of war that everybody
involved. Yeah, so, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. Kidei sheyehargu believe yoiser machmas hamamut, and this way they're going to be more motivated to kill because now they know that tomorrow they're getting the money.
Okay. We didn't want to wipe out all their. So we weren't we saying he wanted to wipe out all their possessions?
Yeah. He didn't want to keep them in one place like as a king's treasure. He wanted them to just everyone take. Once everyone takes a little bit, there's nothing left. You know, like, yeah, you take a little, you take a bowl here, you take a spoon there, you take this. There's no muckum where it's all together. Okay? Now, Harotzim. Harotzim yotzu dechufim bedvar melech. Those that run with the messengers ran quickly with Dvar Melech. V'hadas nitna v'shushan abira, and the law was given v'shushan. V'hamelech v'haman yashul l'shtois, like as if nothing happened, v'ayir shushan avoicha. And the Jews in the city, Rashi says, were very troubled. So let's see what the Gra says. Pirish. Ki haman yimach shmoi, he says here, ha'yari lichter b'farhesya, she'yargu sayudim. Ha'yadeh sayudim yud roitfim, Lasseras, unite him on Tzatzchos. So, in a second, says the Gra, he did not want to make the public announcement yet. By a tzarch licht of Achshav Mefurish, Shiedu Ha'es, Kay a tzarch Lishloach, Lachol Kitzvearth, Laman Yedu Lasseis. So, it's a big problem. If the word gets out now, the Jews are going to use their political power to undermine the Gzeira. So, what are they going to do? So, says the Haman, l'chein asakach, shakotav l'ach ashdar p'nei v'apachos, l'hashmur l'harv, aval pashegin haksav l'inosin dos, shiugolu l'chol ha'amim. So I'm telling everyone, there's going to be someone that we're going to kill. So get ready, go train, get your weapons for that day. But the pashegin haksav l'inosin dos, shiugoloi, but this that I'm sending a letter to be megale about whom the gzer is, l'yichtavu. We're going to tell you who you're killing on the day on the day. So they didn't really know. Unbelievable. So it means when the letters were sent, it was this awkward letter basically saying, signed by the king, that there's a nation that we're all going to kill and take their money on the 13th of Nis in 11 months from now. In 11 months, you're going to find out who it is.
They're really used to absurd.
But the Jews knew it was them.
That's the next pasuk. That's the next pasuk. No one knew. That's the next pasuk.
Not even the Jews?
What? So, Pashegan Haksav, Linos and Dos, Mohammedina, Golu Lachola Amin, Lios Asidim Lemazet. The Gilui is only Lasid and Leozeh. The Adath Nina Bashir Shanavir appears Bimokum Harish and Shaboya Malchot, Vaish Shamavoicha Shiro, Shakasa Bashimuchan, Shasha Sabada, Vainir Din Mahuze. And everyone's going, ah, now it makes sense. Not like Rashi. Rashi says that Yesh Hashanah Voicha means that the Jews were confused. According to this, everyone was confused. And they didn't have any idea. Everyone in the city. Not just the Jews.
Confused by the letter.
Yeah, because they don't know who's being killed. Now does anyone know it's the Jews? That's the first pasuk in Perek Dalet. Mordechai Yada, Eitz Kosher Nasa. He understood.
And did this order to kill people fall under the same statute of killing Vashti?
Yes, that like you said. Yes, it's basically these absurd, letters that come out of nowhere.
But we're kind of like executive orders.
Yeah. Like we said. We're not offering any political commentary.
did we ever really understand how Haman was able to get that done through the committee?
He sounds like he changed those rules in order to empower himself.
But how
could he owned a very successful horse and buggy company in that time and sold a lot of horses and chariots.
Yeah.
It was through money basically. He used money to get himself up.
To get that law changed?
Yeah. Some things don't change, man.
Some things don't change.
What?
That's
right.
Trying to
right. Right. He owned an electric horse and buggy company. So,
kind of like Tesla, right?
What?
Yeah.
No political.
And he gave one to the president. Or he sold one. Sold it to.
Oh, I'm not saying who's home and who's Achashverosh in there, but let's just go and move on. Mordechai Yada is Kalasher Nasa, and Mordechai knew everything that happened. Zok the Grod. Pirish who Yada is called Nase, the Gam Shaya Bishviloi Mashaloi Kara. Unbelievable Grod. You asked, so no one knew. Mordechai knew two things. He knew which nation this was talking about, and he knew why the Xerah happened. You know why? It's because I'm in battle. Mm. So Mordechai understood the whole story. It was a very big cry because of the tzara. Umara, why was it a bitter cry? It was bitter because he knew it was his fault. So the mara is that he knew it was coming from him. Okay?
Even though he knew he did the right thing.
He did the right thing, yes. But it's still, that doesn't mean that it's much more geschmack when you do the right thing and good things come out from it. When you do the right thing and bad things come out from it, it's not so geschmack.
Why is he bowing to Haman because he made himself into a god? Yeah. Or was it not out of respect like people bowed back then?
No. That was our whole thing throughout Perek Gimel. It's a crow. It makes right it quite thing. Clear that it was not a political issue. It was a religious one.
The right thing.
Yes.
So it wasn't out of gaiva.
No. Vayovoy Adlifne Shar HaMelech Ki'in Lovoy El Shar HaMelech B'lvush Sok. He came until the Shar HaMelech. He didn't want to go up to the Shar HaMelech. V'chom Medina Medina Mokom Shadvar HaMelech V'dosem Agia Eva Gadol HaYehudim. How did they all find out now at this point? I thought that no one was supposed to know until a year from now. I guess the point is now.
So everybody must have been in fear. Any nation that was separate from the.
Right. And I guess that now, it's once us. Mordechai knew, he let everyone know that it's us.
And how did he find out?
Ruach HaKodesh.
Old Ruach HaKodesh card.
Yes, he pulled that one out. And then he says that it's a very strong lashon in the pasuk. It says, Evel Gadol. The Jews were in mourning. Evel is a very strong language. Zok to Gro, you know why? because they were as good as dead, because they knew how strong the Xer was. This is not a stomach Xer. This is not going back so fast.
I'm doing wrong. Sure, I'm saying last night they're admonished. They're yeah, there every 70 days.
Yeah.
Rashi says that Hashem, Mordechai saw that Hashem agreed with the Xer.
Yes.
Reading it right.
And
that must have been terrifying. Mordechai knew Hashem agreed with it. It's like, boy, we are really
we're in really bad shape.
Yeah.
And that's why Mordechai did not want to change his clothing. The Gra says because he didn't want to be stopped davening even for one moment. Okay. All right. Fine. I think we went it did pretty good. What? Stop here. There's a schmuck. We got further along today. Caught up in some. What?
Very much so, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Good. Yeah. What's the last one?
I don't imagine that tomorrow's going to work out.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's
over already.